This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Opinion piece where she's saying the ACLU needs to rethink this whole freedom of speech thing. Apparently she's over this freedom of speech thing because she believes that freedom of speech is not fair. That the rich have a greater opportunity to be heard than the poor. So therefore, we don't need freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech needs to stop because it's not fair. If that's so, then everything needs to stop because it's not fair.
I don't give her any ideas.
I mean, you know, which rights are the same for poor people and rich people? I just can't think of any of them.
Well, the right to free speech is the same. You get to speak.
Yeah, but
and
you don't
no guarantee anyone listens to you.
The broadcast of your speech,
that's
if you
true.
Wish it, is not as wide as.
Well, blame the government for that one because they're the ones who created government licenses around the broadcast spectrum. So, you know, one of the
broadcast in the tight sense of the term. I mean, the loose sense of the term.
Well, I'm talking about
if you want to create a Facebook page and make a post. You know, sure, the individual who doesn't have much money can have a few friends in their list, and their friends can see the list, and blah blah blah. But a rich person can create a page and pay in
boost it.
Yeah, $10,000 to Facebook, and that post will go to people and be sponsored, and they'll get more people to view it. And yeah. You can call that unfair if you wish, but it's just the way it is.
That's life. Life is unfair. There aren't, as nice as an idea of equality as it might be, or as equality is, it's not real.
Is equality a good idea? Should people who are not so great at speech? I mean, one would presume that you and I are on talk radio is because we're pretty good at this. We've been doing it for 15 years. I'm not trying to toot my horn, but with 20 million downloads and 170 radio stations, I'm going to say that some people want to listen to what I have to say.
Yeah, for sure.
And that over that 15 years that we've been doing this, I've become better at this. I'm more articulate. I'm practiced. I've got my 10,000 hours in. I'm a master by somebody's definition somewhere. So
yeah, somebody somewhere said 10,000 hours means something.
It means mastery, right? So, fine. Some people are better at speech than other people are. All you have to do is listen to some people when they call in.
Mm-hmm.
And Meryl, some people aren't as good as other people.
Right.
So, yes, speech should be, frankly, the wide broadcast of speech should be left to those who are good at it.
Well, even if you aren't good at speech, if you were given the same level of a platform as somebody who is good, there's no guarantee that there's going to be that many people who are going to listen to you.
Right.
So even if you're on as big of a transmitter or whatever as the guy across town, but he's better at it than you are, well, guess what? The audience is going to go to his show. If that's, the way it is.
That's the way it is.
Because, again, life isn't fair, and some of us are better at some things than we are at others. Like, I don't know how to fix cars, but I can press buttons on a radio board. And to me, that doesn't make me very valuable in life. I mean, the people who fix cars, I think, are doing a far more important job. They're keeping people alive out there. I'm just, hopefully, trying to keep people through the next break. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Brother Ian, Brother Mark, good evening.
Go ahead, Ricky.
Well, I wanted to talk about last night. I wanted to to say, Mark, that upon second listening to the show, I saw how generally, not only impassioned you were, but probably like a lot of us, a little bit distraught. At this point in time, it seems to me like the situation at race has finally reached a header.
It sure has.
Which I saw coming a while back. In fact, I saw it coming last year. But, you know, I came to my conclusion to go out there and practice my free speech because I think one man can make a difference. And I think that's the problem.
Now, didn't you say you wanted to go out and what was it? Because I was listening. I wasn't on the show when you when you called in.
I didn't know if you were around or not.
You wanted to do what exactly?
That I wanted to do what I'm going to do. What I'm going to do is it's kind of like an experiment. I have I already kind of already feel like what's going to happen, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to put on a Confederate flag and walk amongst the masses, same as I did in 2016, talking about democracy and freedom and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they talk to me.
So you've already done this, you said, in 2016?
No, I campaigned.
Oh, okay. But you not know, wrapped in a Confederate flag.
I generally kept both sides a little of this equation separate when it came to Hillary and it came to democracy, unless the two overlapped, you know.
So you want to put a Confederate flag? You want to wear a Confederate flag around the streets of Philadelphia?
No, it ain't going to be Philadelphia. I'm probably going to go to most likely Northampton County, where it's more the city.
Okay,
that's actually where I'm from.
But Philadelphia is not the city.
It is, but, you know.
Pardon us for not knowing the geography of southeastern.
I've been to Philly once.
Yeah. Northeastern. I'm in northeastern, guys.
Okay. So that's like Scranton. That's Scranton.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because what I'm looking at is, like I said to Mark, I'm going to see one of two things. It's either going to be A, I'm going to get one group of people that's just going to come up on me and probably spit on me or throw something at me or who knows, maybe throw a bullet.
Somebody might throw a punch at you. That's for sure.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Okay.
And then there's going to be a second group, which is going to come up to me, and I'm sure that's going to be the other side. You know, and then there's hopefully going to be a third group that's going to come up to me and hopefully talk, and we sit down and discuss things, hopefully.
Yep.
And I would love to see us as a third group to be a movement, you know?
Movement? What kind of movement? What do you
talking
mean?
To people with flags.
For speech. A movement for free speech to clarify the issue. And I mentioned before that I do believe this is a CIA project, at least half of it. See, my answer on this is the Antifa people are definitely a CIA project. As far as the white supremacists, I think they're doing, and the other groups, I think they're doing exactly what those groups would do, given a scenario. You know?
I want to know, Ricky, how do we get some of that sweet CIA payoff? How do we get the check?
My question is, would you really want it?
I don't know how much it is.
I don't. If it was a dollar,
I want to be offered it.
The answer is no. I don't want it. I don't want to
be offered the check. I want to know how much it is, and I want to be able to show it to people.
You have no power. I mean, you don't have. You're not a world leader. You're not in a position to overthrow a world leader.
Ricky's claim is that a bunch of college students are getting checks.
Yes, actually, I am. You know, one man can turn into 1,000. 1,000 can turn into 20,000. You know, I got a question for you, though, for both of you. I'm curious. What, I mean, I will, like I said, if I'm able to, of course, depending on how this goes, give my results. But what do you think will happen? What do you think results I will find? You guys have talked to me enough, and you kind of know me a bit as a person and how I think and how I am. And then you got these people out
there. I barely understand how you think. But within the within the last 48 hours, I have to say I've been able to understand your last two calls better than any of the other calls in recollection.
It's because you're keeping it simple
for me,
Ricky.
I'm better in person, and I'm not the great. I'm terrible on the phone.
Okay. So your question was, what's our prediction to what will happen to you in the streets?
Yeah, what do you think people are going to do?
I don't think that people that will come up and talk to you on the streets are generally a good representation of sort of the public.
No. Yeah, there's a lot of people are just going to walk by and think what they think.
I think that your results will be not quite as pronounced, but somewhere in the neighborhood of is if you wore a white pointy hood out just to find out what people's reactions are.
Ricky, good luck with the project. Let us know how it goes if you survive it. Thank you for the call. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Because the reality is, while you do have the freedom of speech and people shouldn't attack you over it, there is always the chance that somebody doesn't care about those laws, and they might. So you got
to
be careful.
Also, the Confederate flag has come to mean, well, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And what it means to me isn't what it means to other folks.
855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You are invited to join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, 855-450-3733. We're talking about freedom of speech. which is your right to say what you want on public property or your own private property. Say whatever you want in those two places. And the folks, or at least one lady over at the New York Times in an opinion op-ed is saying that freedom of speech
is just too dangerous.
Is over. It has gone too far. ACLU needs to back up, need to reconsider their position and stop supporting free speech, which, of course, basically would eliminate the ACLU because that's pretty much their bailiwick.
And this is a new concept. Of all the arguments that we've heard historically against free speech, we haven't heard the argument that the poor don't have the platform that the rich do, so therefore we must limit the rich.
We've never heard that before?
Have you? Have you heard that for speech? Because I never have.
I don't know. Hard to say. I can't imagine it's the first time such a argument has ever been proffered.
Well, there's arguments like that for...
maybe it's the first time it's been given the New York Times headline, perhaps. The first time that it's been given this level of serious treatment.
Well...
Because they're using the freedom of the press to attack freedom of speech.
I'm not saying first instance of it. I'm saying that this is a relatively new phenomenon to me. Does that make sense now?
Okay.
I haven't heard historically, and that's what I did use that terminology. Historically, I have not heard people making arguments against free speech for this reason. Now, you know, there's all kinds of arguments against free speech, and usually they're statist arguments in that they say, you know, this is treasonous or traitorous and, you know, tears down, you know, causes social anarchy and a whole variety of arguments like that. But arguments against free speech, which mostly I haven't heard most of my life. Free speech arguments are relatively new to me, and now these arguments are centered around poor people, lower class, have less access to speech, so therefore, you know, we cannot, you know, speak. And this, to me, sounds like one of these Harrison Bergeron kind of arguments. Are you familiar with the story, the Kurt Vonnegut story? This is a seminal and important you know, story where essentially a big, strong, beautiful, articulate man, you know, is born into a world where freedom is paramount. And so strong people have to carry around weights. And, you know, since he's smart, he has to wear headphones that, you know, make a big screaming noise in his ears every 30 seconds. So he can't concentrate.
So he can kind of get dumbed down.
Right. The idea is that, well, he's, you know, he's smart. So therefore he must be equal to the people who are, you know, I guess equal.
To the lowest common denominator.
Yeah, I don't know what you do to make dumb people smart up to the lowest. But, yeah, that's the idea. Brings everybody down to the lowest common denominator in order to proffer equality.
Huh.
And Kurt Vonnegut, a liberal, you know, of his time, I'm not sure he would be called a liberal today, but he basically was saying, look, this is what equality will bring you. You don't want equality. What you want is the essence of the human spirit to be able to fly.
Right, to flourish, to do whatever it is that individual thinks is important.
And is good at, you know?
Or is trying to get good at.
Right.
I mean, you don't start good at everything.
There's all kinds of things that are important to the world that I can't do well. But I can articulate, you know, ideas that I believe in reasonably well. And, you know, I'm a dwarf compared to the giant of Kurt Vonnegut, but in this case, I really believe that Harrison Bergeron is an incredible story, and people should read it. It's not long. It's in a series of short stories. So
let's go to the phones, to the fun. Jason is in Butte, Montana. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live, listening, I believe, to KXTL.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Jason. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So actually, just to comment on what you guys were just talking about, if everyone were given equal opportunity in a profession, for example, then take a surgeon, for example, like, should they have equal opportunity, or should you go to the surgeon that has the best track record of performing that surgery without complications?
Right. So this is a point that's made over and over again. The discrimination is something that we do naturally, and it's probably good. If you were you know, looking for brain surgery, do you want to be completely open and non-discriminatory when it comes to looking for brain surgeons?
So accepting the guy that just graduated from college.
Or just a guy on the street
right.
with a can opener.
Right.
I mean, why does he even deserve a fair chance?
Instead of a can opener, how about a rusty can top?
Yeah, whatever.
And that example is kind of close to home for me. I'm a nurse out here, and you kind of get to see things, and you say, I'm not going to go to that person because I've seen how they do things, and quite frankly, they're not good at it.
Yeah, it doesn't make you comfortable, so you shouldn't have to.
No, not at all. And then the original comment was for the social experiment with the Confederate flag. It would actually get a better gauge on the public as a whole if you had a person wearing the Confederate flag and people walking by on a busy street, and then you had, 20, 30 yards down, someone else that could grab that person and talk to them, as opposed to the person trying to invoke emotion in people as they pass by.
I see what you're saying. You're saying there would be the flag bearer person, and then later on, ways down, the other person who is presumably not related, or at least by the person who's walking around, they wouldn't necessarily know that one is related to the other, even though they are both sort of working
exactly.
together. The other person would then do the interview of the people who have already seen the person with the flag. Yeah, that's an interesting
approach. Exactly right.
Because like you said, most people are going to make a face, and then walk by. So if you wanted to do it really more like a research study, then you would do something like that, where you have someone provoking the emotion, and then down the road, another person pulling them aside and asking them, the same 10 questions, the same pointed
right.
questions. What emotion did that evoke in you?
Yep.
And how did you feel about it? And that will give you a better gauge of society, because like you said, you're going to get the extremes on either side that are going to approach that person.
That's true.
That's not the other 90%. Of the rest of us. That
yeah, and then you might be able to ask the question of, well, if you just walked by without saying anything, why? Why did you choose to not
exactly.
say something to that person? You get to actually talk to those people.
Even though his idea is kind of out there, it's actually interesting if you can get everyone
that
walks past that person.
Well.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Yeah.
This calls to mind some video I saw maybe 2 years ago of some attractive woman walking through the streets of, I don't know, some major city, New York or whatever, and then some dude right behind her with a camera just sort of...
creeping on her?
Well, no, the dude with the camera was just seeing the reactions of... Yeah, this is... She walked for like 12 hours or something.
Was this the girl that walked with painted-on pants?
No, but she might as well have. she was an attractive woman, and...
And the idea was how many people were looking at her butt or something like that?
No, the idea was, what is it like to be an attractive woman out there, and look at how bad men are and how they treat women on the streets, was the notion. And they took 12 hours worth of reactions, shrunk them down to a 7-minute video, and then
just most people ignored her and walked by.
Yeah, the vast majority of people just let an attractive woman go by.
Jason, great call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. There's more coming up here. We got time for you. If you join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, Free Talk Live.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a SolarC EMP-hardened solar generator. SolarC works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit SolarC.us to see EMP testing. That's SolarC.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this." Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, which is under, you know, dire attack constantly here in the United States these days, with now somebody using their freedom of the press in the New York Times to attack freedom of speech. Ironically enough, that's what's happening. As I say, it's Ian and Mark. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Also, don't forget, you can help out some people who are really in a bad way. If you think you've got problems here in the United States, try living in Uganda at an orphanage that, you know, barely even has running water and electricity. Mark, you've been, with the help of our listeners and the good folks over at GetCell411.com and Jax.io, you've been doing a fundraiser in different parts to help build an orphanage for some kids, about 40-ish kids in Uganda.
Yep. And I am now raising for what I believe to be the final phase,
really,
of the building of the orphanage.
So where is it at right now?
What do you mean?
The building. What's the status?
At this point, we've got we're waiting for concrete to dry. The
first floor's been done for a while.
Second floor's done also.
Okay.
Now we're waiting to put up columns and then the roofing.
So the columns are roof support. Roof on top of that. Then is there some finishing work that needs to be done inside?
Yeah, like punch out on the inside, a whole variety of things, plumbing and stuff like that.
Okay.
But as I understand it, there's these things are not like a house here in the U.S., so it's going to be less of that stuff.
All right. So what's the goal at the moment then?
For the
current fundraising round.
Yeah, we're at $21,000 is what we've sent over, so I'm probably going to be about $4,000 in this final phase.
You're looking to raise $4,000, which actually means you only need to raise a third of that, right?
That's right, because Jax.io and GetCell411.com are both matching any donation that comes in.
So if you can scrape up $10, that turns into $30. If you can scrape up $20, that's $60 because of these great matching contributions.
And I want to thank the listener who represents the Misfits Church, who sent over the two soccer balls, footballs, all over to the orphanage in Uganda. I got to see these pictures and videos of the kids playing with them, and it was so awesome. They had such a wonderful time. And these are, by our standards, just ordinary toys.
Right.
It cost $50 to ship them over. It probably costs more for the shipping than it did for the balls, is my guess. But these were sort of, they looked very fancy-looking soccer balls by our estimations here. They were so excited to get them, and they had such a good time with them, and then they celebrated with a meal of fish and rice, and
that's awesome.
Yeah, they were checking out their new digs once they were able to move in. They're still currently sleeping in the same old place with the dirt floor and no power, head to toe.
Getting there, getting closer.
Getting close. So
you need to raise $4,000. You can contribute how?
Go to hope.freetalklive.com. We've got every option under the sun. Hope.freetalklive.com.
Whether you donate in Bitcoin or PayPal or whatever, it's going to be matched twice.
Yep. Ethereum, Dash, if you have a way you want to donate, please let me know. I will make that available.
Very cool. Hope.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a cryptocurrency you're wishing to push, this is a way to do it, is just say, hey, I'll donate X in this cryptocurrency. I'll put the address up for that crypto.
Yeah.
And then, we'll mention that particular crypto on the air while we're doing the fundraising.
There you go. Let's go to somebody who doesn't know anything about cryptocurrency. It's Sarah in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Well, that's for sure. You guys are wasting your time with all this Bitcoin talk.
But... Oh, I don't think so. No, I beg to differ. We've actually done very well promoting Bitcoin over the years. Hardly time wasted.
No, I mean, I'm wasting time on me because I don't even own a computer.
Oh, I wasn't trying to persuade you. I was just poking fun at you because you don't own a computer, which is fine. I mean, Luddites. The world needs Luddites, I guess.
Well,
not sure what for. But
the thing is that I still call it Joe, even though I have to listen to that constantly. And still, I get to promote, traffic safety and pedestrian safety.
See, Sarah's somebody who takes advantage of that opportunity that you were talking about earlier, Mark, that, we've had virtually open phones all night long. I mean, almost nobody has called tonight. It's not always that way. Sometimes you never know what one night's going to be like compared to another. But weeknight shows, certainly fewer callers generally on Free Talk Live than during the week. But, man, Sarah is there, Johnny on the spot, or maybe Sarah on the spot, every single night, almost every single night. I mean, almost without fail. She gets on the phone. So she knows this is a resource. She knows Free Talk Live is a way to get the word out. It's a way for people to hear what she thinks is important. Whether they agree with her or not is another question. But one thing's for sure, they're either talking about you or they're not talking about you. And I will tell you this, Sarah, listeners of ours are talking about you. They have opinions about you. So go ahead.
Well, but that's the whole point, is that I know that even if there's 5 people listening or 100 people or 500 per night or whoever, the thing is that, that's why I call this show, and I've got...
Because no one else will let you on.
Well, the thing about it is that I'm, pedestrian safety here has been slow, but sure. I mean, in small increments, things have been improving. I don't know how much of your show has helped. But I'm
not
a great idea. Well, I don't know if it does or doesn't, but, I'm just bringing to attention that,
what's the issue tonight? What do you want to bring to our listeners' attention tonight?
Well, the thing is that there has been progress here towards pedestrian safety. Even though the red light cameras have been taken out, they're doing alternative things. So it's not like a completely lost battle.
Here's what I'd like to suggest to the pedestrians. Look both ways before you go out into traffic. I don't know how many people's parents never taught them this as a kid, but apparently those lessons have been lost, at least around here. I can't tell you how many times, Sarah, and I don't know if you see this happen in Albuquerque, where you are, but I can't tell you how many times I have seen pedestrians just step right out into oncoming traffic and are completely oblivious to it. They don't even look in the direction of the traffic that is coming their direction. They just presume that everybody who's coming is paying attention, which hopefully they are. They presume that they're paying attention, and they just waltz right on out into the traffic. They just presume they're going to slow down and stop for them. Luckily, most of the time they do, but I bet you there's some times where somebody's changing the radio station or, arguing with somebody in the back seat or whatever, and then they don't see that. So pedestrians always look both ways, preferably more than once, before you cross the street. I mean, this seems like basic information, but it's amazing how many adults, and I'm talking about full-grown, older adults. You know, I saw an older gentleman who certainly should have known by that point in his life that it's a good idea for self-preservation's sake to actually look and see if there's a car hurtling in your direction as you step out into onto the blacktop. Sarah, any other thoughts? Go ahead.
Well, the thing is that self-driving cars have been invited by our mayor here. So I'm thinking, is it going to take 6 months or 8 months to be where I could see them? And I'm going to call it.
It's going to take longer than that.
Today.
No, it's going to take longer. It's the government. It's the government. They always take long. I mean, everything the government does takes a long time. They got to drag their feet. They got all bureaucracy and paperwork and, you know, forms in triplicate that, you know, need to be taken care of. And then the city council's got to debate things, and there's got to be approvals.
They've already invited these self-driving cars. What's the problem?
Does that mean it's legal for them to actually drive the self-driving cars in Albuquerque?
Self-driving cars have been driving for some time.
Where they have permission.
Welcome. They have been invited to be tested out here, whatever that means.
That's the thing. Are they inviting them to be tested on closed tracks, or are they inviting them to be tested out on the roads of the city?
Well, you know what? That's the part that I can't figure out, and then I don't know exactly when, but I know that people have seen them in Phoenix, Arizona. So they got them rolling out there.
How do you tell? I mean, does it have an indicator somewhere on the car? Is there a bumper sticker that says this is an automated driving unit, self-driving car? Because it's not like just, you know, they still have to have a person sitting behind the front seat in case the thing goes wrong. In case it gets a blue screen of death or something like that. Somebody's got to be able to grab the wheel and take it over. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. I mean, with the Google van that drives around, you can tell what that is because it's got the big camera mount on the top. But how do you tell the self-driving cars?
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll-free to join us on the radio. The number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you support Free Talk Live, you want to get behind our efforts here to talk about the ideas of freedom and liberty and peace and cryptocurrency on a regular basis. We're on 7 nights a week, and we're on over 170 radio stations from coast to coast. If you want us to make that number 270 radio stations or even more, we could do it, but it does take time and it does take money in order to effectively market this program. So you can help us with that for $5 a month with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. You get perks, too, for helping us out. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. You get a special AMP or Free Talk Live badge only for amplifiers on the new Free Talk Live forum. So you can do all of that and learn more about the AMP program over at amp.freetalklive.com. We'll accept any major credit card, pretty much, as well as PayPal and Bitcoin. So head on over to amp.freetalklive.com. So to get back into the story that we started earlier tonight by an opinion piece over at the New York Times written by Kaysu Park, where she is on the attack against the ACLU, who she says she actually volunteered for when she was in college back in...
Didn't she say intern for?
It's pretty much the same thing, isn't it?
No, you can get paid.
She says, I volunteered with the ACLU as
my mistake.
But interns typically are not supposed to get paid. There's like this new kind of intern that gets paid, but I'm pretty sure that's a job. Like, when you get paid, you are an employee or a contractor. If you don't get paid and you work for free, then that's an internship. At least that's how I grew up. Thinking, you know, that's what an intern was.
That's what they tricked you into when you were an intern, yeah.
So anyway, the idea behind an internship is you don't get paid, but you earn valuable job experience by working in the place where you would like to ultimately get a job, and hopefully because you've been there interning, they will look to you first when they're looking to hire, which is what happened to me in the radio business. Anyway, back to the story here. She says that the ACLU needs to reassess its opinions about freedom of speech, claiming that poor people get less speech than wealthy people, claiming
and
further...
We have not argued that point.
Well, you could still have the same amount of speech as a poor person compared to a rich person. It's just that your speech will not propagate as far as a poor person. But again, that's not the ACLU's problem, and it's not the First Amendment's problem. The First Amendment wasn't designed to create equality. It was only designed to ensure your right to speak on public property and your own private property. But going on here, she says in her piece toward the end here, the question the organization, meaning the ACLU, should ask itself is, could prioritizing First Amendment rights make the distribution of power in this country even more unequal and further silence the communities most burdened by the histories of censorship? And the answer is, of course not. By defending the rights of the most despicable speechifiers, the white supremacists, in which the ACLU has defended on more than one occasion, by the way, in their history, by defending those people's rights, you are in no way creating any kind of an oppression or oppressive situation against other people's right to speak.
Okay, so first off is to say that somehow the white supremacists out there have been effective. It's really quite laughable. 25,000 people showed up in Boston to protest a free speech rally because one guy, who best we can tell is a bigot, was going to be there.
He was removed. He was canceled. Yeah.
And they still showed up, and they fought the cops themselves. The one bald guy who was an Antifa guy got smacked in the head by some other jackhole who said, let's punch Nazis, right? Like, okay, if it is the actions, the vilification of those on the left, by those on the right, those Nazi types, that have actually driven people over there. They're like, you know, Ricky, who called in, said he's going to wear a Confederate flag out to, you know, talk to people about reactions. Well, some people just want trouble. If you're offering trouble by simply wearing Confederate flags, then, you know, somebody's going to give it to you.
Yeah.
So I would say, please, please, please show your thesis. We've got 230 years of history here in the United States. You should be able to show your thesis, not just make an accusation that free speech causes bigotry, but you should be able to show the thesis.
She says, this is a vital question because a well-funded machinery ready to harass journalists and academics has arisen in the space beyond First Amendment litigation. If you challenge hateful speech, gird yourself for death threats and for your family to be harassed. Left-wing academics across the country face this kind of speech suppression, yet they do not benefit from a strong, uniform legal response. Several black professors have been threatened with lynching, shooting, or rape for denouncing white supremacy. Well, on the other hand, Chris Cantwell has also been threatened with lynching and murder and all kinds of things like that for coming out in favor of white supremacy. I mean, this is part of the process of freedom of speech is other people get to say things back to you that you may also not like. So when you get out there and you say something that is controversial, then there's a good chance that somebody who doesn't like what you have to say is going to let you know it, and they're going to let you know it in as much of an unfriendly manner as possible. And it's ugly, and it's unfortunate, but that's just the reality of what you get in a place where there is freedom of speech. And to some extent, there's a beauty to it, even though it is ugly actually, I'm glad we have it. I'm glad we have the opportunity to say the things that people want to say, even though they may not be popular, even though it may result in death threats. That's an important freedom to have. And for this lady to be calling for it to be curtailed simply because some people receive some death threats, I'm sorry. You must be new to this whole free speech thing, lady.
Speaking as people who receive death threats.
You seem to get them a little bit more often than I do.
No, you get them on the regular. Just some people go to freekeen.com and take a look at the comments down there.
Are there death threats in there?
I don't read them
that often.
You.
I don't read them that often. But anyway, going on here, she says, government suppression takes more subtle forms, too. Some of the protesters at President Trump's inauguration are facing felony riot charges and decades in prison. The ACLU is defending only a handful of those 200-plus protesters. States are considering laws that forgive motorists who drive into protesters. And police arrive with tanks and full weaponry at anti-racist protests, but not at white supremacist rallies. Well, according to the people that were at the rally in Charlottesville, the police showed up late. Like, they specifically weren't even there. It was almost like the police wanted the two sides to fight in that particular case. But again, I don't understand what any of those objections have to do with freedom of speech. So some people from the inauguration are facing felony riot charges. Well, did they break stuff? Did they, you know, incite a riot? Were they involved in the destruction of property? If so, then that would be why the ACLU is not standing up for those folks. If the ACLU is only standing up for a handful, as she says, of those two, and obviously the ACLU's resources are limited. They can't take every case. So there is that. But given 200 potential cases, the ACLU is going to take the cases that are the best bulwarks for freedom of speech. The best, you know, question of, you know, is taking this case going to defend freedom of speech more effectively than the other cases? And that's why they choose the way that they choose. If somebody's out there dropping, you know, Molotov cocktails while yelling at the top of their lungs, nobody's going to say that that's a free speech issue. That's not a clear free speech issue. That's a issue of violence, threatening violence, destruction of property, and speech. Anyway, she says here that the danger that communities face because of their speech isn't equal. ACLU's decision to offer legal support to a right-wing cause, then a left-wing cause, won't make it so. Rather, it perpetuates a misguided theory that all radical views are equal, and it fuels right-wing free speech hypocrisy. Perhaps most painful, it also redistributes some of the substantial funds the organization has received to fight white supremacy toward defending that cause. Again, it's not defending the cause that you're defending the speech of. We don't defend white supremacy on Free Talk Live. We attack those ideas.
Right.
When somebody calls in with racism, whether it's white supremacy or, you know, Filipino supremacy or whatever supremacy, we will attack those ideas and we'll do our best to tear them apart on the air. But standing up for that person's right to speak their terrible ideas is not defending their cause. I mean, this is the most basic misunderstanding of freedom of speech that you could possibly imagine here. The final statement she says here, the ACLU needs a more contextual, creative advocacy when it comes to how it defends the freedom of speech. And then she goes on to say they should imagine a holistic picture of how speech rights are under attack right now and not focus only on First Amendment case law. Here's what you ought to do, K-Sue Park. If you think ACLU's doing it wrong, go ahead and create your own law organization. You went to law school, get together with some of your legal buddies who agree with your crazy anti-free speech positions.
Just speech shame them. It's easier.
Create your own organization and do it better than the ACLU. Good luck. We'll see you tomorrow.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.